It's the best tea in the city, only on Kaya FM 95.9.
Good morning, welcome to it. It is the best tea in the city. We're together until midday on a Thursday. Let me tell you, in the top 10 at 10 hour, we are sponsored and we are invited to talk about Isono. Okay, you know Isono, the soapy? You watch it. You know it. You even know who the actresses are. And I don't want to lie to you. I am clueless. So you are going to do the top 10 at 10 interview with me. Okay? I'll give you more details so that you know how to prep your questions, my co-host. Okay? So in the 10 o'clock, I will get ready. But while we're doing that, let me ask you this. Have you ever found yourself listening in on a conversation you were not supposed to hear, only to find out it was about you? You know that moment where people forget to drop the call and they continue talking kanti, but busy going. We're talking about you eavesdropping on a conversation, hence it was not meant for your ears. I mean, when you overhear a conversation between two people or even three, you have a variety of reactions that may occur to you. Like I said, you may be disturbed, entertained, you may be surprised or saddened. And that's a flood of emotions. However, what happens if you find that the conversation is about you? You know that moment before a meeting? It happened back then, before lockdown. Yes. Well, now it happens digitally. Somebody just said now, Kimangi, you will never overhear anything. Why? Because I get about to talk via WhatsApp. Did somebody screen grab it for you? They might as well. Now Zoom meetings. Off mic, and the next. Has it happened to you? From time to time, we find ourselves listening in on conversations that have nothing to do with us. However, do you know the discomfort of listening in on a conversation you're not supposed to hear, only to find out it was about you? What is this flattering? Oh, come on, it's the warmest feeling ever. But when it is bad, yo, Armageddon. How many times have you eavesdropped on colleagues before meetings, right? Only to find that by busy with work away. How many times did one of your friends or family members even, I don't want to AOS, any family members, they forgot to end the call. They continued talking. Hey man, ba shwashwata man, ba busy man. Yeah? Oh man, I get a nonsense a piece of my phone is. Yeah. Actually, hakasitli, it will be better. You're like, huh? Ugaruka screamer while they say that on the phone or kill my mates. Reality is, while re ratadab, rebondaba vel. No, don't act like, huh? Rebondab. And it's natural. But when it is about you, ne? Totally different ball game. So sometimes you feel like you should just drink water, mind your own business. Even when the conversations are happening around you, sound juicy, just walk away because you just never know. And that's the price of eavesdropping, right? Have you ever listened in on a conversation only to find out it was about you? Was it good? Was it bad? Or maybe wena. Having a conversation about someone, can't be, you are listening in. Hashtag, it was not meant for my ears. It was not meant for my ears, but you overheard it. We are.
I want to ask her. She's excited to write her next bulletin.
Yeah.
I lost track of time.
Sheesh. Has it ever happened that you would overhear people talking about you? You're not supposed to hear it, but it happened.
Has it ever not happened to anyone? Is my question.
Oh, wow. Now you're bringing a spanner in the works.
Oh, wow. Yeah. No, well, I mean, in terms of family, I've overheard a few aunts. I mean, family, we always talk about each other. So
yeah, yeah.
Obviously, in that space of life, you will come across that.
But obviously, that's the bad. Was it bad or negative?
No, it's usually just, you know, just on your personality or, you know, that's something that a family member might notice about you that they it reminds him of someone else.
Yeah.
That type of thing. So it's never like, oh, there she is again or when is she leaving?
Have you ever overheard anything good?
Yeah, but, you know, I hate to overhear good things because then it makes me weird about those things.
What? Like what?
Like I once, okay, so I once overheard my English teacher actually, and she was like to another student, she was like, maybe you should learn from Nosipho how to, because I was like one of those engaged students. I really used to be like, okay, I'm putting my hand up.
Yeah.
And so this other student was a bit shy, and she was struggling.
Ah.
And so she was like, yeah, you should do that. And I'd walked and I'd overheard this. And then afterwards, I was like, oh my word, this English teacher is always looking at me.
Yeah.
I can't.
Yeah. I get where the awkwardness comes from.
Yeah.
Mama Zipa?
I resonate with the family one. I used to be a moody person at some point in my life, and I'd always hear my mom and my little brother saying, no, don't talk to her now. It's one of those days. She's moody. You know? And I'd be like, I'm glad they get it, because during those moments, I just wouldn't want anyone to talk to me. So my mom always picked it up, and she was like, ah, it's one of those days again. Leave her alone.
Yeah.
All the time.
Has it ever happened that you spoke, you're basically scannering with a friend, and you have this knock, right? That's bump in your chest that I just hope somebody didn't overhear that.
Probably. I just can't think of something specific, but definitely, probably, definitely. Where you're not supposed to be saying something about someone, but you're just excited because...
Have you seen those things that happened? I mean, it happened to Jesse Jackson. He said something about Barack Obama. Remember? He thought his mic was off.
Oh my God.
The same analogy to your phone. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You forgot to end the call and there it is.
Oh, yeah.
You want to say something?
No, nothing.
Are you sure? No, Sipho. It was not meant for my ears. People were having a good chat. You happened to be there. And as soon as you listened closely, you realized, hey man, who be wakan namusmo?
Good morning, Mr. T. This is Eve. Yo, now I was back at while doing the shivering with my sister, imagine. And we were actually shivering this mother. This mother was our best friend mother. So, you know, most those best friends that are always there and they just never go. Holidays, they're there and everything. But she used to eat a lot as well. So whatever you gave, you had to give extra to her. So one day, while mom and her best friend went to church, they and my sister were doing the cleaning in the house. And apparently she decided to come back early because she wasn't feeling well. Hey, there she finds me and my sister busy talking about her left, right, and center. And then the next thing, we hear the door banging very loud, only to find that it's her, she's back. Yo, you can imagine, we froze right there and there because we didn't know what to say or do. Yeah. She was so angry at us. She somehow packed the bags the following day and left, told our mother how much we say she finishes a full chicken by herself. Very embarrassing moment. But she's still around. We're still good. Thank you, Mr. T.
How? Bumza, that is Lelo. And it was not meant for my EST. I dialed a colleague of mine and I was describing him to my helper as he had to deliver something to my house. I didn't realize he had answered when I said to my helper, the fat one, Mani. Don't you remember him? I still feel guilty. Wow. I want to take a quick break. When I come back, hey, man, these after nominations are out and there's one that is worth celebrating. And I'm going to call the host of that show after this. Like I said, I mean, I was having a chat with Didintle, a.k.a. Esther from Isono. during my top 10 at 10. And she mentioned that Rami Chweni has also been nominated in the SAFTAs. So the nominations are out, and there was a show called Single Wives. The host is here. Hello?
Hello?
You have been nominated for the international what TV show format what at the SAFTAs. Single Wives.
You, Joe.
Never.
That's beautiful stuff. Oh my gosh.
Halala Shine.
Halala Shine, yes. Black Sun. Oh my gosh. That's
Halala.
Amazing.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hello, Mapaseka Mukwili.
Oh, wow. Yes. Hello, Tom Mukwili. Wow.
I thought, let me be the first to say congratulations.
Oh, wow. Thank you, my love.
Jeez, eh?
Wow. I'm like so shocked. Even then, like in an article, got a story about when I listened in and people talking about me. Oh. I thought that's why Tata was calling.
No, Ratlamo.
Hey, Banna. This is beautiful news. I didn't know.
The SAFTAs are out. Single Wives has been nominated. This is your first TV gig. Not as a host per se, but as a coach, your new line career, your new...
Yes.
This is what you do now.
Yes.
How does it feel? Isn't this a nod from the heavens?
Wow, I'm still shocked. Oh, wow. It was such an amazing production to work on, Mugwele. And you're correct. You know, going in there and for the first time, not going in as presenting the show, but going in... It's actually showing your expertise and actually talking about who you are and the space that you've been in and understanding that you've studied as well.
Yeah.
And knowing that now I walk in with a production team that says, we know what you do, we appreciate what you do, in fact, we support what you do, let's go, we trust you. It was one of the most beautiful experiences. I was with the most amazing people. You know, Justin Cohen was lovely. He's my co-host.
Yes.
And then the production team, Black Swan Media, absolutely amazing team. I have never felt so at home. And I mean, I've done a lot of TV gigs. A lot of them with almost 25 years in the industry. But it was the first time I ever felt so supported, so loved, so respected, and so needed. You know, I felt like I was part of the production, not only to come in and just be a pretty face and say, hi, this is what I do, but actually more of, what do you think of this? Maybe we should do... And you know, with Single Wife, if you haven't seen it, it's more a reality show. So, you know, you don't exactly sit there and plan.
Yeah.
And say, this is what we're going to talk about. You may have an idea.
You got to know it or you don't.
Exactly. So you may have an idea of where you would like to go, but you're sitting there with six women who all have their different life experiences, and they give you their side of the story, and they throw you with whatever they have, and you've got to still calmly give them advice, help them through it, coach them, walk with them the journey, and it was just absolutely amazing. It was such an amazing experience.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
And when you talk about Black Swan, this is Relebogile Mabotja, right?
Relebogile Mabotja, Adi, and also, you know, and Bruce. And, you know, they're such an amazing team, Mugwele.
Well,
like, you walk in and you feel like you're part of them. You actually feel like you're part of Black Swan as well.
No. Well
it's
done.
Just amazing.
Well done. Now.
Absolutely amazing.
It was not meant for your ears.
Oh my gosh, I've had two of those. Interesting.
Give me one.
Let me give you one.
Yeah.
The one that, and I told you about it.
Yeah.
There's a guy who was shelling me.
Yeah.
So, Nanshela, and that time, I was still working at the Voice of Soweto then.
Yeah.
So he called me, but when he calls, he starts talking about an event that he has in Mpumalanga. He was working in government, but in Mpumalanga, So he phones to say, listen, there's this event that's happening here. I'd like you to come through, but I'd like you to plan the event, because this is also what I do on the
side.
So I'd like you to plan the event, but also I want you to MC it. I've seen you do this, and I think you can do it. Oh, no, you are amazing. You are this, you are that. Yeah, man, guy just went on and on and on, you know, blowing my horn, telling me how amazing I am, and. I was almost sold. Almost. And then I was like, okay, no, cool. Let me think about it. Let me see how it works. And then you tell me when the event is, and let me work around my schedule, and then we can do this, you know?
Yeah.
All right. Okay, bye-bye. He thinks I dropped the phone. And then, not really. I didn't mean to hang on. I was just busy with something. The phone was just there. Yes, he starts telling his chum.
Yeah.
Yeah. I listened some more. And then after a while, I was like, okay. I dropped the phone. I called him back.
Huh.
He answered the phone. Ah, hello, yeah. So how ungetasona? I get on job lella mama mohor. All right, nice chatting to you. Bye. This happened. I mean, if I was working at Voice of Soweto, this is probably 20-25 years ago.
Yeah.
Let me tell you,
to this
when
day.
That guy sees me, me today, how go panalin na today? Once about you, Kermoena. I hope you don't do that anymore. And he's like, till today, he still gets embarrassed. But I must be honest, I'm one to confront such situations. I hear people saying they just walk away. I don't do the walking away thing. But then again, you call me Sbongile for a reason, I guess.
Yeah, that's the nickname they give you for confronting people. Sbongile. By the way, congratulations for your nomination.
Thank you, my darling.
May you win it, and may many more come through, yeah?
Look, this is already a win for me. This is exciting stuff. It was a new. In fact, I must say that Single Wide was, it's a concept that's been done in Australia, it's been done in Brazil, and it was being done in internet shooting in America. It's the first of its kind in South Africa. So for it to be nominated is actually just a win for us. So already we're celebrating.
Well done. Congrats.
Thank you so much.
There you Mwah. Go. Mwah. Wow. Just celebrating another... South African doing well at the SAFTAs are just out, the nominations are out, and I can see now the matriarch is here. And Unshebile ka mathwala di brel kuri ke ipitsa re ke rile. What did I do?
How are you rasepe o di sentle hela?
Oh, God.
Doing it.
You know, funny enough, since Brenda's son is here, and she has that look that she gave us while we were still at TNT Radio. And she looks at you, but she's smiling. Mara ukwara le hato bula molomo mole ne.
Oh, days gone by. Well, you know, I'm here to hold space. You know, Unachi is away, and
what are you on air? Talk to me.
I'm telling you, you know. So yeah, I'm stripped of everything. You know, I'm walking in.
Are you bringing the midday joy? This I must listen.
Well, it's a daunting task, you know. Midday joy is a thing, if you know what I'm saying. But I'm going to have a good time. It's just that I'll be sitting on the other side of the desk. I'm always driving
and stuff
when it's on. So I'm looking forward to that. I know there's some amazing music in store.
Of course.
She's got a beautiful mix that we're going to be looking at, which includes Marvin Gaye, Erykah Badu, and some surprises.
Please surprise us.
Yes, indeed, you know. I mean, my love for Tupac today is going to come alive.
Thank you. Exactly. That's the surprise I'm looking forward to. You hey, brother. I am. Can we make the show about you? People don't know you. People think you are, that's it, out of Sunday. That's it. That's you. Hopefully. How about you? Why is it Honali reggae kamo hoena? Honali lounge? Honali hip hop? Honali trip hop? Kore?
Everything evolves, you know, at Tubos. You know, sometimes you gravitate towards something else as you get on, you know, as you grow, you know. But I never forget my roots. I mean, when I'm alone, somebody was looking at my Spotify account. It's this eclectic mix of music. I'm like, yes.
And that's you.
So I'm looking forward to enjoying that today.
I'm so looking forward to it. Okay. I didn't know while you are sitting there, Hanti, you are in for this. Guys, you are in for a treat. Midday joy.
Very, very humbling, absolutely. I'm going to have fun. Thank you.
Yeah, looking forward to it. This was not meant for your ears, but you finally did hear it. Tapel.
Mr.
Mokwin. Tapel.
It was not meant for her ears.
For her ears, Banna Tapelo.
Yeah, Mr. Mokwin, I'm in trouble even today. It happened on Monday.
Hi.
It's coming Monday that you're coming from. I'm still in trouble, Mr. Mukul. I'm running a small renovation company.
Yeah.
So normally I work as well with the guys when I'm off from my other job. So, Mr. Mukul, now, whenever I'm working with the guys and then maybe we get a call to go and coach another customer. So we went to this other lady's house, and then we went and do the quotation. And I look so ugly at that time because of with paint, with kamazin, everything that we do. So now that lady didn't notice me. Now on Sunday she met me on a local pub there, and then now I'm fully dressed, cleaned up, and all that. So now she's like, "No, you look like somebody that I know." And I said, "No, I know you. You are the lady from that we did a court, wherever." And then now, what happened is that on the following day on Monday, I'm talking to a friend over the phone, and my wife had just left for a training. And she forgot something. Now, I thought she's went, and then a friend of mine called me. And then I'm explaining to her about what has happened yesterday about this woman.
Yes,
and
yes.
Now that I don't mix business with pleasure.
Yeah.
And my wife is standing behind the door there. And now I'm explaining to this guy that, you know what, that lady, she couldn't identify me. And now she was charmed. But now, this is what I don't mix business with pleasure.
Yes.
You would rather do the pleasure afterwards. But I'm not referring to me per se.
You're talking in third as a third person.
Yes, yes, yes. To say like you don't do business with pleasure. I'm referring to a friend over the phone.
Gandu madam, ucabanga ukuthi.
Yeah. She opens the door, my guy. I froze, Mr. Mukwili. Nanamhlanje, I'm still in trouble, Mr. Mukwili.
When as long as you've explained yourself,
Mr. Mukwili, I explained myself. She's like, okay, this means that this business we are doing, you are there for the thing. Oh, you're gonna have business with your.
And I need the disappointment, and don't expect her to heal quickly. Love is fragile, bro. I always say, say what you mean, follow it by, an appropriate action, and soon she will see. I get it, you know.
It's tough, Mr. Mukul. I know we've been through some other things in the past, but you know what? Yeah, now it comes back to her now because she mentioned so many things of that, and I was like, yo, God, it was not meant for your ears.
I
thought you left for your training, but now, yeah, it is. It has happened.
I had the tabs. But I don't worry. Who's a call?
All right, bro. I'm going to send you a call, bro.
Thank you, bro. Dina, Uring.
Yo, Tibos was on Vusela Mangle, Babo.
How are you?
I once heard a boyfriend, or should I say ex? Yeah, big boyfriend at the time. A Kuluman Abangan back in the background. So I called him, Mfunu confirm his card. He's so good to, are we still on? Is he still coming and stuff? And then it was sweet. Just love screw my phone in. After that, I think Ube fellow Abega if only sighted without hanging up.
What?
And then Ujela the friends would ish young poor alone wara. And then the friend I think would pick up with an drop anger. And then he was like, oh flip, I got a young pansy if and then he just said, no me I would turn a bind up and that was the end of the relationship.
How was we unaling? Pumelon.
Hey Timos.
Me out.
I'm good enough.
Box label or when we but tell me out.
When I we're working in a certain company, was dealing with the flooring industry, and the construction building. So, actually, Kenya, I was the youngest person in the company.
Yeah.
And just keep growing me, searching and getting promotion step by step and teaching me a lot of things. So, there's the elder guys who have been here in the company, and why you figure land up on the soil and something is important. You know, good in
70s.
So, but what I did, I just showed them what I heard, what you said. And at the end of the day, I just did them. They did it like that.
Aish, Marai come now, didn't
it? Yeah, it's true, but you have to accept you are the human beings. And then you go on a mutter, I was shocked. You just do something to show him, I heard what you said. And then after that, you don't say anything on top of that topic.
Those are boundaries. Thanks, Meowti. There you go. Hey? Faith.
Hi, Chibos. How are you?
I'm good.
It's Bo in Foslo.
Okay.
Hey, I called my friend one day. He was happy. I'm coming from Devon. Hey, Chomikiswa, Devon. This and this and this and this. And, oh, okay, but she was down. Oh, okay. But I think I saw your windows open. Kirao, but I'm going to talk on the thing. I see you. Sharp. Your tip was, I don't know what happened. I didn't switch off the phone after the conversation. Eyo. And another one. Bancho Tibosi Bancho. Who is she? Yo, Bancho. Hey, Kasama, I was shocked and I couldn't believe the very, very best friend of mine. She said all the odd things you can ever think of. Who does she think she is? She thinks she's better than us, telling us about Durban. And she was around you, Tibosi. But I confronted her, Shaman. I stayed for more than 6 months not talking to her. Yeah, that is bad. Those are friends for you, Tibos.
Mm-hmm. Not meant for my ears, Lala.
Tibos?
Hello, Lala.
Okay, Tibos.
Kishap, wena?
Kishap. So, when this thing now, yeah, the gossiping and whatnot.
Yeah.
Him now, I was dating this one police guy, right?
Yeah.
So, it happened for Rikibe hospitalized for a week and Azana show up at the
hospital. Yeah.
So if I get to release the post, I can now come for me like I who's wrong. So Haki Berlin have the way as I don't hold Berlin like I think he's very formal. And I'm like, okay, Maggie, he's a sort of good look of the ten. Okay, hi, I love her. How to feel? So okay, sharp, Joe, come put a house at a thank you. Instead of saying bye, like,
yeah,
yes,
yeah.
So, guy, I know. Okay, I drop a food. We barely not drive. We barely. We never got to Africa. We never did food. Africa. We buy a food. I buy more dropping. So, go back around. We buy a little girlfriend of his. Like, not even really ex baby mama.
Oh, okay.
We were together for 2 years.
Okay.
And we go home at night. So we visit my family. We go to my grandma. We go to and then we bang like, ah, man, eh, get you there, my girl.
Yeah, man.
So. She's a clean man, so why it's so well? Hi, man. I don't go take care of na eke lebo ha hautsi. Una karile at night. So magaling ang phone na ari eh okupa kimi sa tama pa kahit betela. So she was thanking me for giving me fix to shop up a spete. Woman.
Sure.
So ko background of phone lang wala. Pero na mama na kesa ha ito sa wala. Sa kulo na yan ang sa sa kulo di kapa mo. Una kesa lagi at time is kapsel. So later on, I came to work at home. I came to phone the hard. Woman, I came to phone the hard. Ha, Araba phone. Oh, Araba, do you see my cousin? Eh, hi, babe. How are you? Because I know, sharp. But man, I go to talk. Next time, I'll call you, baby man. Let's say that I will make the line. It's very bad.
Hey, Luena. Thanks, my darling.
Okay, thank you.
Yo, good morning, Brati.
Yeah.
I shame. Leo topic yang ishegisa.
Yeah.
Bona in taste foo. Now these girls, they were my friends. That's what I thought. And they were talking. And this other one thought that she's sending a message to the other one. Kanti she sent the message to me. And like I was puzzled to write mo ka re bua ka nna. And then ke send the lady kere how ucho nuku. And then she said yes nuku mkhotsi. And then I immediately blocked them. Some other time baba sa utsiwa gore why kitswile and what not, and then ka send her that messages.
Does not mean for my ears. That's the hashtag. KFM95.9. The Midday Joy with Brenda Sisani. It's gonna be a ride.
The best tea in the city, Monday to Friday, 9 to 12 p.m. on Kaya FM 95.9.